Good to have you along. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, keeping you company on another exciting journey into musical excellence. You know us, it's Duncan's Garage, and we are just so joyed to have you right there on the other side of your listening device. Again, we are coming to you from the beautiful basement of McEwen Hall here at the studios of Dragon Digital Radio on the campus of Howard Community College. We have a lot of great shows coming your way this fall, so keep it tuned. My guest today is a gentleman that I truly fell in love with his music the first time I heard it, and I'll tell you how I found out about this. The family was going to go to some kind of, and forgive me for blanking on the details here, we were going to get to a Montgomery County Gardens. It was a Brookside Gardens event, and I'm looking here, this was back in the Christmas time, and I'm looking at the various musical selections that were going to be there, and the name of Jim Dronenberg came to phone there, and it says he was a harper. I'm thinking, harper, okay, that's, I thought a person who played the harp was a harpist. So I Googled Jim's name, true story, found Jim, and he was so kind enough to message me back. So Jim Dronenberg, welcome to Duncan's Garage. Good to have you here,
man. Thank you.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here. You and I were, I was listening to your practice outside, and you're an accountant full-time by
trade. I'm an accountant full-time. I harp on the side, weddings, parties, etc.
Okay.
Every accountant has a weird side, and some of us are axe murderers and some of us are musicians.
Yes.
I was chained to the piano bench when I was a kid, and then they had a Shirley Temple rerun, The Little Colonel, and there was a harp scene, and I knew at that time I wanted to play the harp.
Wow.
But at that point, they didn't have the small Celtic harps that I'm using. They only had the big concert ones. And my father, bless him, actually went down and priced harps. And he came back and said, we've got a perfectly good piano, boy. Use it.
Interesting. And where was this? Was this around this area?
This was Frederick, Maryland.
Okay. Wow. Very good. So was this something that you went on and studied? Or, I mean, was this, did you want to do music and you're like, I need to get a real job? Or what? Just talk me through the progression of that.
I came from a musical family and then went into the Navy. And when I came out, I went to Frederick Community College and took voice there as an easy A.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that. But one thing led to another. And this was still singing.
Right,
and
right.
I play piano primarily by ear, and I play the harp primarily by ear. Mm. Somewhere in the mid-80s, I hooked up with the Society for Creative Anachronism, which is a group of reenactors that teaches about the Middle Ages by doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had harpists with these smaller Celtic harps.
Right.
And a lady said, well, here, I'll loan you mine for a couple months. Play at it. And I just took off like a big bird. I've had exactly one lesson from Sue Richards, who is an extremely good instructor.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest, I taught myself. And if I had a problem, I went to other people in the SCA that played and say, how do you get around this? And they say, oh, you do bep, 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 bep.
Sure. Interesting. Obviously, was there some frustration or was there just a love for the instrument from the beginning? Because, I mean, you're learning as you go. Obviously, I guess there was there some frustration or just talk me through the learning process.
Frustration with the piano, yes, because I hated to practice.
Yeah.
Everybody in my family was an ear player, so I'd play deliberately bad on purpose. And then my teacher, no, it goes like this, but it. And then she says, oh, no, because having heard it, I could then play it. My fingers would be all bollocksed up, but I could play it.
Yeah.
So my reading is still slow and painful. I can read music, but I'm easier on just throwing together ad hoc versions by ear.
Mm. The accountant thing, obviously, that came along later, but you've always kept your love of music and your love of the harp.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Now, you live in, you were telling me,
Knoxville, Maryland.
Which is sort of what, a little suburb?
It's a little crossroads and a church, two churches actually, just outside of Brunswick.
Okay. Very, very good. And you've lived there, most of your
26 years now.
Wow. You play around the area. And again, this is a part-time thing. Mm-hmm. Do you hope this to be a full-time thing sometime down the road?
Yes. Okay. I'm retiring this July.
Wow.
And then I'm hoping to harp all over the place.
That's wonderful. When I first saw your name on the Gardens website, you and I talked about this off mic before you came here in studio. Harper versus harpist. I always thought it was harpist.
Well, it is for the most part.
Okay.
But I'm also a science fiction fantasy buff. And a lot of the Anne McCaffrey things talk about harpers. And the medieval literature talks about harpers.
Hmm.
And these are people who actually sang along with the harp. You won't catch a concert harpist singing.
Right.
I mean, the orchestra just isn't set up for that.
That's right.
But people with the small harp sing all the time.
Mm-hmm. The two things you were just talking about, the concert harp, I remember, I'm a big fan of Disney's Fantasia, the original one. The second one's okay, too. But I remember, I think it's in the Bach Toccata in Fugue, where they have, and it's all in silhouette. It's wonderful. And
yes, you see the various parts of the orchestra light up.
Yes, and you see the woman with the harp, and it's a beautiful shot. And again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just check out Disney 1940 Fantasia. You'll be amazed. I'm sure it's on DVD by now. But my mom had an auto harp, literally about maybe the size of three little textbooks, about the size of as big as this radio board. That was my first inclination with the harp. And then you have your instrument here. Just talk about the different types of harps.
Well, okay. Any of the small harps, the Celtic harps, the lever harps, we call them that because I've got sharping levers, which allow me to sharp any one string.
Okay.
So I've got 36 strings, I've got 36 levers.
Wow.
Which allows me to be somewhat chromatic. Now, the concert harps have pedals down at the bottom, and each pedal has three positions, normal, flat, and sharp. Mm. And you can't see it, but the little lady in the black dress is doing this merry jig on the pedals to sharp and flat without the use of her hands. I don't have that option. If I want to do something with sharps and flats, I have to either set them beforehand or I have to set them while I'm playing, and that's hairy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So something like Phantom, where dee, 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 and you've got three notes going down the chromatic scale at once. There's no way you can do that. You don't have enough fingers.
Right.
So you avoid that. And of course, my favorites are the old songs, things with moss on them, because a lot of them were written when the harp was the instrument of choice.
Exactly. And now, do you find, again, going into the modern times, do you find that, you and I were talking about this before, is it an antiquated instrument nowadays?
There is a resurgence. When I started with the SCA and picked up the harp nearly 30 years ago, the small harp was essentially a museum or an SCA instrument. Mm. Now it's going quite mainstream, mainly because it's so affordable.
Wow.
The one I have is top of the line for my maker, but then again, I've been a semi-pro for years, and it pays for itself.
Right.
You can get a used harp, and I'd like to point out there's the Washington Area Folk Harp Society that plays these small harps. And everybody is always upgrading, and all of a sudden somebody realizes that he or she has 13 harps in the living room and they've got to clear some space.
That's right.
So you can get used ones cheaply, and these people are honest. They won't gull you. If a harp has a problem, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And incidentally, if you buy a harp, never go by the price, never go by the looks, go by the sound. Hmm. Always go by the sound.
Hmm.
And if you have a choice, start with a used harp, because a new harp often takes a few months to find its voice.
Yeah. It's just like a old car that just needs to be driven a little bit,
Exactly.
You know, if it's in the shop for a little bit. Price-wise, range, I mean, this beautiful instrument that you're holding here, I mean, what's the price range for these
harps? This was $5,000 5 years ago, but you can get them as easy as $600, $700.
Interesting.
It's a price range like guitars. If you want top of the line, you can mortgage your house. And
exactly.
If you want something to bang on.
That's right. Gotcha. Let's take a quick break and have you hear song number one from Jim. Again, I'm looking here at a beautiful harp. Song number one, Jim, will be what? Which one would you like to play?
An Elizabethan dance tune called Mrs. Nichols Alman. And an Alman is a German dance. You sort of goose step to it.
Okay.
But it's a favorite.
Very good. Song number one. Thank you. That's just wonderful. How do you...
Okay, I'll do the next one longer then.
You're perfectly fine, Jim. Don't worry about it. You describe your repertoire. It says a special interest in British and American folk songs, but again, what you play was just beautiful. Mm. How long does it take to learn a new song? Say if there was something that you don't know before, how long would it take to learn that?
Not very long. If I like something, I have next door to a photographic memory.
Okay.
If I don't like something, it takes me forever to learn.
Wow.
I'm lucky I can read music. Usually, if I hear it three or four times, I can start to pick it up.
Okay.
And if not, I get a recording or I look at sheet music.
Interesting.
But the words are harder than the notes.
Oh, I can imagine. Believe me. And you and I were talking off mic. I remember singing madrigals in high school. The melody's fine when combining the words with the melody. Mm. That's where the tricky part comes in. Developing your repertoire over time, I mean, the last 30 years, when you go out to these functions and weddings, I was going to say, do you take requests? But
yes, all the time.
Okay.
Stump the Harper is my favorite
Stump
game.
Stump the Harper, I love it. That's great. That's fantastic.
And when I had a restaurant gig some years back, that was beautiful. 6 years, I lasted through two owners and five managers.
Oh, my.
But it was all stream of consciousness playing. And a musician is supposed to be a piece of furniture that doesn't hear what you're saying. But we do, people, we do. And I'd pick up on conversations. One of my best was somebody was talking about his recent trip to Seattle. And I just started... which is old for you people now, but it was the theme song to a TV show, Here Come the Brides, which were in Seattle. And the guy choked on his salad, and he turned around and said, good pickup.
That's great. That's great. Let's just talk about the venues here. What's the largest group you've played for, and I mean, how intimate do you go? I mean, you know, coffee shop kind of thing, and just...
Coffee shop, weddings, parties... I have done large amplified gigs, but I much prefer unamplified, mainly for the purpose that unless somebody is sitting behind a soundboard actually watching me like a hawk, I tend to get emotional and I'll rev up the volume or I'll go down and rev it up again.
Interesting.
And of course, I can blast a mic out if it's too close.
Sure. You may have touched on this earlier. Why the harp?
There were the Shirley Temple reruns.
Right.
I can't say that I was ever really interested in the classical music, although I play it.
Yes.
But the folk songs, the things you can actually sing, those are the things that are fun for me.
Gotcha. Talk about the singing aspect. I'm looking here, you're a bel canto. You studied 3 years under Deborah Kiefer. And you studied voice at what school?
At Frederick Community College.
Okay.
And then once I transferred to the University of Maryland, Deborah Kiefer took me on as a private student for two more years.
Wow. And did the singing always come with the harp playing, or was it added in later? Or just talk about the transition with the voice.
It always came with, because even when I couldn't really do much, I could still... That's a simple drone. And you can sing almost anything to it. Yonder comes a courteous knight. Dee, 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 dee. Really simple. You can do those three notes through an entire song.
Interesting. We got about 3 minutes left to hear song number two. This is just a wonderful. I'm so used to the rock and rollers, and it's just as a father of two, I'm loving the quiet and just the sereneness of it. Anybody say I don't like your music?
Actually, no. Most people that contact me in the first place are already predisposed for the harp.
Gotcha.
I had a restaurant gig after the first folded, and there were two ladies that came in, and they had heard me before at the first restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the owner asked, well, do you like it? And I said, well, not really. But that's the only comment I've heard. Usually, it's more fun than anything else.
Yeah.
And part of the fun is being able to break my gig and say, are there any children of any age that would like to come and try it?
Really?
Oh, yeah. This thing is, I won't say it's indestructible, but it's built to take some pretty sore abuse.
Yeah. Wow. Forgive me, I didn't get a chance to make it to the Garden event. Did you have kids that came up to you at that event too? I mean, at Christmas time and everything else.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Just talk about that event. What was it like?
And at the Garden of Lights at Brookside Gardens.
Thank you.
I perform two or three times a season there.
Oh, wow.
And then I also perform once a season there as part of a group called Harper's Bazaar, which is soprano, alto, tenor, two basses, including me, and four harps between us.
That's wild. Talk about, how does that all work? I can just imagine you're truly dependent on each other as far as the sound and the juxtaposition.
Yeah, and we're totally ad hoc.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
We have a songbook that we look at. We get together for maybe one rehearsal beforehand. But other than that, it's stream of consciousness, and people ask us for something, and we all launch in because we're all ear players.
That's great. That's great. Song number two, my friend, what would you like to do for us? Song number two. Class is coming on, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking at his music. It's a beautiful harp. Again, you're going to see this on the promo. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Well, you liked the Skyboat song when I did it.
I do, yes.
It helps to be in the right key.
That's okay.
In case you're wondering, I just had my Fs sharped for the last piece, and now I put the levers down. Speed bunny boat like bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad who's born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunder clouds rend the air. Baffled our foes, stand by the shore, follow they do not dare. Speed bunny boat like bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad who's born to be king over the sea to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shall ye sleep, ocean's a royal bed. Rocked by the deep, Flora shall keep watch o'er your weary head. Speed, bunny boat, like bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad who's born to be king over the sea to sky. Money's the lad felt on that day, well the claymore could wield. Ended the day, money they laid dead on Culloden field. Speed bunny boat like bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad who's born to be king over the sea to sky. Burned are our homes, exile and death scatter the loyal men. But ere the sword cool in its sheath, Charlie shall come again. Speed, bunny boat, like bird on the wing, on the sailors cry. Carry the lad who's born to be king over the sea to sky. Carry the lad who's born to be king over the sea to sky.
It's just wonderful.
You couldn't see us, but when I softened down and then blasted out again, Charlie shall come again. Oh, he jumped.
I did, because I'm like, oh, my levels jump on the computer, so I'll have to work with that. But that's completely fine. I did not see that coming at all. I mean, your range is vast. It's TV songs.
The Flintstones, the Addams Family.
Okay. Why would we be so hard to do on the harp anyway? The modifications and cats, and I can just imagine that would just be so daggone hard, you know? I mean, okay.
No, not all of it.
Okay, okay. Well, at least he's got it. Okay, that's good. Is there one particular style of music? I mean, I'm looking here at your website. There's a lot of Bach and, you know, the old shape note hymns. Is there one that you really enjoy more than the others? If you were just, like, your favorite playlist?
Probably the old English folk songs.
Okay.
I am eclectic. Right now I'm learning this wonderful Indonesian lullaby called Soliram.
Wow.
But for the most part, the old English and Irish and Scottish stuff.
Okay.
I'm vain, I admit it. I pick things that are suited to my voice.
Right.
And suited to the bel canto style. I cannot sing in the nasal Irish tenor style.
Right.
I cannot sing in the modern style.
Right. No, the modern style is interesting anyway, so we won't even talk about that. I don't like the modern style either. I don't even know pop music going back more than 17 years. I just don't. I know 80s, I know 90s. I don't know the modern stuff. I don't care to know the modern stuff. It's just so much autotune, it's a whole other ball of wax. What do you hope, you got about 3 or 4 minutes left, what do you hope your music accomplishes? When you go out to a gig or a wedding, what do you hope people will learn about your music and about the harp?
I think that there is music out there. I like to think that I'm spreading music that calms people, that lulls people, that makes them feel good. And there are actually some, I call them the terrible songs, that people wake up halfway through because they realize that once they've gotten past the beautiful melody, it's often describing something grim, like the Glencoe Massacre. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, but it's talking about treachery and a whole household clan slaughtered in their sleep.
Ugh. When was that composed?
I have no idea.
Okay.
The Glencoe Massacre was in the 1700s.
Okay.
But like most of the good songs, was composed long after the fact.
Right. 5 years down the road, I could seriously see you doing this. Do you want a tour? I'm looking here at, you go to Baltimore, you go down to, it says Hunt Country. I love that. Hunt Country, Virginia, Eastern Panhandle, West Virginia, and Southern Pennsylvania. Is that once you decide to put away the accounting and go full time with the harp, do you see yourself branching out, maybe Delaware, New York City, maybe doing a record deal, or just?
I doubt I'm that good. I'm happiest in small settings.
Gotcha.
I'd like to plug something, if I may.
Sure.
Come the 23rd of June, Surrey Brook Nursery up in Middletown, Maryland, has magnificent display gardens. And on the 23rd, they sell tickets, and you have to get them in advance, for Music in the Garden from 6 until about 9:30. They have acoustic musicians scattered all through the gardens.
Wow.
And it's absolutely wonderful.
Excellent.
Harps, violins, brass, everything you can think of is there.
Excellent. Excellent. And when are those dates again, Jim?
It's only one day a year. This year it's Saturday the 23rd from 6 to 9.
Okay.
Again, contact Surrey Brook, Surreybrooke.
Okay.
You must have the tickets in advance. They sell out
every
year.
I can imagine. Thanks so much for that. Contact information, if folks are listening to this podcast, this interview on Dragon Digital Radio, and they're like, man, I need that guy for my wedding. How will they get in touch with you?
www.jamesdronenburg.com.
Okay.
Or my phone number is 301-834-6515.
And that phone number one more time, Jim.
301-834-6515.
Excellent. Jim, thanks so much for the time today. You made my day, man. You really did.
You're more than welcome.
Again, that is Jim Dronenberg. Check him out online. You're going to have Jim back in studio again. Just wonderful music. Oh, my word. So nice to have a harp amongst all the noise. I mean, I love the rock and roll sound with the guitarist, but a harp is just beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. That's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford. Thanking you very much, as always, for being right there. Until next time, make it a great day and an even better tomorrow.